Welcome, welcome, welcome to episode 9 of Just Being Honest with me, Eric Cristiano. Thank you for tuning in. How are you? How's your day? Regardless, cheer up. You're with me now for the next half hour or so. Okay, so anyways, I mentioned on Facebook that I wanted to step up my game and basically be better at what I do. So what I mean by that is maybe I need to stay on topic a little more. I tend to ramble off into the clouds, you know. But in the end, this is all an experiment for me. For you too. You know what I mean? It's a test. And, I don't want to give up. I don't want to fail at it. So I'm going to give it my all and make this work and bring you some entertainment and, some thoughts you might have as well. So, anyways, moving on. Well, like now that that's out of the way, I can continue with the podcast. I'm just beating myself up for no reason. We all do it, right? We're all our own worst critics. Okay. Rant over. Anyways, I wanted to talk today about how badly I need to drop some weight. How do you feel? You feel that also? Do you feel like you need to shred some weight? Well, that's where I'm at right now in my life. I need to, excuse me. I need to shred some weight, and not necessarily for physical appearance, although I would be lying if I said that wasn't a bad thing. bad thing? Am I right? Is that right? That doesn't matter. You get what I'm doing. But I just need to stop eating so much junk. I'll eat whatever the hell I want, to be honest. I just need to eat less of that junk. You know what I mean? It's like, why do I need another bagel? I eat a goddamn bagel for work almost every single night. Now I've been switching it up. I've been switching it up to turkey, lettuce, a little bit of salt, pepper on a whole wheat, things like that. Been my intake of water has quadrupled since last week. I'm actually feeling it, though. I'm feeling that I'm shredding a little bit, even though the scale is still saying pretty much the same. I'm like 220. I mean, you would never think I'm 220 if you looked at me, which is a good thing. But, yeah. Drinking water alone is just a big change alone from your daily intake of whatever you're eating. You switch to, instead of drinking iced tea or soda or anything really with sugar and all that shit in it, to water, it's just right then and there, boom, big difference. But I seen recently that they were doing these studies on the water, and specifically in D.C., there were 3 pharmaceutical drugs found in D.C., in D.C.'s water. Where else? I forget exactly where, but there were about 4 other probably major cities with, oh my God, I wish I remembered the name of it. It doesn't really matter. Let's pretend it's New York. No, it wasn't, though. It wasn't New York, but let's pretend it was. They found 56 pharmaceutical drugs, traces. I mean, this is the smallest trace. Even in D.C., when they found the 3 pharmaceutical traces inside the water, it was traces. So how they're describing it is they're not saying, oh, the pharmaceutical companies are dumping pharmaceuticals in water. What they're saying is basically people like us or like you who are taking medication, going to the bathroom, and it's getting into the systems, it cannot p- purify and clear out every single trace of everything in there. So what it comes down to is that, hang on. Oh, okay. Yes, this is in Colorado. They found that male fishes were actually from drinking and from being in the water, because there was so much, I'm trying to think of which type of pharmaceutical drug it was. Basically, it was hormones that was in the water system over there in Colorado. And it was, I think, three rivers that they found male fish actually, I don't even know how to explain this because it's so bizarre, but they became women. They became female fish. Women. You hear me? Jesus Christ. I'm losing my goddamn mind. Anyways, so they found that male fish are now female fish from being in these waters. So watch what you're drinking, people. Get a damn Brita, because this is crazy. Anyways, moving on. So yeah, anyways, like I said, I'm trying to lose weight. I'm going to do it. The first step is trying to convert to water only, and not soda, not iced tea, not all that shit with all that sugar in it. So you gotta cut all that shit out, and it'll be different just by that. And then, of course, you have to work in a workout plan, something, anything. It really doesn't matter, as long as you just change how anything from the norm. So if you're not fluctuating in weight at all, and you're heavy, just drink water, and it'll make a difference. Also, I am a sleep technologist, so I know for a fact that if you don't get a good night's sleep, you will gain weight, and vice versa. So if you get a good night's sleep, you have the ability to lose weight. So keep that in mind also. If you are snoring or having problems, excuse me, breathing at nighttime, do yourself a favor. Go out, get a sleep study. It's more necessary than you actually think. Because not only, for instance, what I do at my job is I'm looking for irregular breathing patterns. I'm looking for sleep apnea, as in obstructive or central sleep apnea. Now, central sleep apnea, there's two types of sleep apnea. There's central and obstructive. Central is when your brain is not telling your stomach to pump oxygen. So when I'm doing a sleep study, I put a belt around your chest and I put a belt around your waist. So every time you breathe in and out, I'm going to see the wave of that going up and down. Okay, so same thing. I'm going to put a nasal cannula, like you see in the hospitals, right? The plastic tube that goes into your nose, not far, just two little pieces that go into each nostril. That's what picks up your breathing. Now, I'm going to see every single time you breathe in and out. So there's a pressure and flow, which is both breathing. So I should see, and then your chest and your stomach. So I should see four lines swerving up and down. Like if you were breathing. So up, down, in and out, you get it. So, central sleep apnea is when your brain is not telling your stomach to pump oxygen. So I'm going to see all four lines go flat. I'm going to see your chest go flat, your stomach, your flow, and your pressure. All four are going to go flat. Now, depending on how long you stop breathing for is also a problem. So if you stop breathing for over 10 seconds, that's when doctors raise their eyebrows and they say, okay, this is a problem. It could be your tonsils. It could be your adenoids. You got to get that shit checked out. When you're older like I am, not that I'm old, but it doesn't matter. Once you're pretty much out of your teens, it's very dangerous to get your tonsils or adenoids removed. Specifically your tonsils. So yet again, you gotta watch out for that. So if a doctor, if you're around my age or even in your 20s and a doctor's trying to take your tonsils out, I don't know. I would be careful about that. Because honestly, it's life and death actually at that point. And you would think, oh, it's, you know, just getting my tonsils removed. No, it's not. It's way more serious than that. Anyways, so obviously obstructive is when your brain is still telling your stomach to pump oxygen, but I'm still going to see you not breathe for a certain amount of period of time, even though your chest and stomach is still pumping oxygen. Your O2 level is still going to drop. So a normal O2 level, your oxygen level, should be around 95, 98 in that range. And a 4-point drop is low oxygen level. So if you start at 98 and I see your oxygen level drop to 94, for me, that's low O2. So I'm going to put low O2 down while I'm reading your study. Now it depends on how low it goes also is important to know. Anyways, so get a sleep study. It's really important. We look for everything. We look for if you grind your teeth, if you snore and how severe you do snore. What else? I could tell if you're sleeping, if you're in your deepest sleep. That's the problem. That's what's going on. Okay, let me explain this. What happens is when someone stops breathing, right? What happens is they're in REM sleep, which is the final stage of sleep. Rapid eye movement. That's what REM stands for. Rapid eye movement, okay? So if you stop breathing for a certain amount of time, and then your brain recognizes that you need to breathe or you're going to die. You're going to probably make a sound. I'm not going to do it because it's going to sound ridiculous. Basically like a snoring, kind of catching your breath type of sound. And you will, because you know what it is? The reason why I said that is because you've probably heard your spouse, your friend, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, whatever, make these sounds before. So it's important to know and distinguish what you're looking for. So if you hear them trying to basically gasping for air, there's a problem. They need a sleep study. So anyways, what was I saying? I lost my mind. So if they make that sound, what happens is they're pulling themselves out of REM sleep they're waking up. They're not waking up and open up their eyes and saying, hey, how are you? Hello. But they're taking themselves out of REM sleep. So they're taking REM sleep is stage 4. They're going to put themselves into either stage 3, stage 2, you get it. Not awake though. And this is happening all night long. So if you're sleepy throughout the day, it's because you have some form of sleep apnea. And I couldn't spit that one out. So you're going to have, that person has some type of sleep apnea. And it could be mild, but it could be severe. I've seen every shape and size. I've been doing the sleep studies for over 5 years now. I've seen every shape and size of a person you could think of come in there, whether you're in really good shape or not. I had a girl in there one time. She had to be 110 pounds, but she was also in shape, really, really good shape. And she had severe sleep apnea. So you don't necessarily have to be a heavy set guy or a heavy set woman to have sleep apnea, but it does come with weight. Weight doesn't help your cause. And like I said, if you happen to get your study down and if you wind up getting your study and you have to go on a machine, a CPAP machine, it's only air, it's on oxygen. A lot of people for some reason think it's oxygen. It's just air to constantly blow into your to basically keep your throat, your lung and open and everything like that, so you're breathing throughout the whole night. Excuse me. My God. Anyways, okay. So you get it. Please, if you're sleepy and tired throughout the whole day, it's a problem. Obviously, it's not normal, and you need to get yourself checked out. I don't know why that's being honest, but fuck. I'm just being honest, people, all right? If you're having a shitty night's sleep or if you're tired throughout the whole day, throughout the whole goddamn day, go get a sleep study. It's nothing. It's so easy. It's fast. Nothing hurts. You have to sleep with a bunch of wires on you. That's all it is. It's like sleeping at home just with wires on you. Get it over with. Grow up. Stop being a goddamn baby. Because especially if you have kids, I mean, this shit is life and death. You know, you just don't notice it because you're sleeping and you think everything's normal, but it's not. Okay, anyways, moving on. Excuse me. Oh, my God, I cannot stop coughing. So, I also wanted to talk quickly about Xbox One. Now, not the system, like, necessarily, because actually I'm a big fan of Xbox. I was never a big PS guy fan, but that's whatever. So anyways, specifically talking NBA 2K, whatever one you're playing. Obviously, we're at 2K16. That's what I'm up to right now. But even if you're playing the previous ones or have played the previous ones, I literally cannot believe how bad their servers are. If you're a gamer or at the least play a sports game, because some people, you know, they don't play Call of Duty and they don't play that shit, but they absolutely will jump on a game and play an NBA game or a Madden or something like that, right? Then you'll completely understand and know the pain and the frustration that I go through. You know what I mean? So I'll try to start a game with my buddy, right? Well, this is a little scenario. I'll try to run a game with my buddy, for instance, my buddy Mike. And at this point, there's already a shit ton of problems that could happen. Like, from the start, they could fuck with you. Either you'll connect, or 1 minute into the game, and you'll get kicked out of the game. It's like, why? Why is this happening? Why and how annoying and frustrating it really is. I'm saying all these crazy fucking words because it's getting me actually frustrated thinking about it. It really is fucking unbelievable. So, or the absolute worst ever is in the goddamn fourth quarter. Just the other day, I was in the middle of a game with my buddy Mike, right? And bam, we were tied like, I think, 52-52 or 54-54, whatever, it really doesn't matter. Actually, it does. It does matter. This is specifically for Mike. Because I stepped my game up, and he probably thought he was going to, like, just come on in, and it would be a pretty easy win for him. Not like he would abuse me. He's not a dick. He would at least guess what would, you know, in his mind, he would guess what was going to happen. You know, as in he would win the game. Like I said, not that he would think he was going to blow me out and all like that. Anyways, so my game dropped out of the server in the fourth. In the fucking fourth quarter. It's just crazy to me that we're in 2K16 and they still haven't fixed this problem. Now, I don't know. Maybe in PlayStation, the servers, it really is different. I honestly don't know. Personally, I really do prefer Xbox. I'm just being honest. And also, the problems I didn't mention would be like not being able to connect for 10 minutes, 20 minutes, a half hour sometimes. Really, it's that bad with your buddy, you know, trying to connect with a friend. Then when you finally get in the damn locker room, which is where you would connect with someone and then choose, you know, what team you want to use and whatever, and then try to actually start the game. Sometimes you'll get into the locker room and you actually can't even hear the person. It's remarkable, the fact that you cannot hear the person now. So it's like now you finally connected after a goddamn half hour. and you can't, now you can't hear them. It's truly incredible how terrible this is. And recently I've been playing The Division, and same thing. It was me and my brother playing the other day. We couldn't hear each other. And then we were mid-game, mid-battle. Boom, it just warped us out of the game. That was a little bit of a fluke, I think. But maybe it really is the Xbox service, because honestly, I hear good things about PlayStation. But I feel like 2K specifically, you know, because that's really all I wanted to stay on topic was with the NBA 2K, is that I believe it's their servers, and it's just, we're in 2K16 now. Please, can we just get this thing? Can we get this right here? No joke. Every single year, it's the same one. I think it comes out every November or September or something like that. Another one comes out. It's like a goddamn iPhone. And you just can't connect. It's crazy. So, anyways, moving on. I'm done with that. All right. Is this sexist? I feel like if I went to school with like hotter chicks, maybe I would have went to class more. I'm not saying I didn't go to school with beautiful girls, because I did. But I think most nerds pass more because they were obsessed with a chick. It's possible, right? It's possible that like that dude stayed in class more because he was obsessed with a girl that was in his class, right? It could be like that. I feel like, I don't know, is that sexist? Is that being like a douche? I don't know. I'm racking my brain over this. I feel like if I would have been a nerd or something like that, because I hated school. And I've already talked about this before, so I'm not going to ramble on about it. But it's just because I don't like the way the school systems work, that you're basically forced to learn what they want you to learn. And that annoys the shit out of me. So, another thing is that this is going to be probably controversial and shit. But I really don't care. I just, you know, this is my fucking show. If you want to listen, you want to listen. You don't. I've said it a million times. But, all right. There was the attack in Brussels, right? That no one's seen anything. Everybody just heard shit. There was explosions, there was dust everywhere, and all of a sudden, it's ISIS, right? They found the passport. No witnesses. There was no witnesses, but they found the passport. This is going right back to the conspiracy theory aspect of what I like to talk about sometimes, but it's like, our government. Okay. No. let me word this a little better. Okay. So if I went outside right now, right, and set off a fucking bomb, which of course I have no idea how to make, and nor do I have any, but if I went outside and I set off a goddamn bomb in the middle of the street, not a house, I don't like that, but in the middle of the street to make it destructive enough to freak people out, I can absolutely turn that into a terror attack. The way it would, you know, the way it would seem. So, why, if I believe I could do that, how could the government not easily do that? That's all I wanted to say about it, really, is in think about that. Think about that for a second, honestly. If I can go outside and cause massive chaos, oh my God, I keep burping. I don't know what's going on. Excuse me. So, all right, back to it. If I can go outside and cause massive chaos, right, by setting off a bomb or whatever the fuck it is, how can you at least not rule out that the government has anything to do with this? And every single person passes the buck. I mean, they are so fucking easily and quickly to call it ISIS. It's crazy. And I'm not saying ISIS are good people. Obviously, I'm not on ISIS's side. I don't know how you would say ISIS is. But anyway, I'm obviously not on, I'm not taking anybody's side. I'm just saying from the conspiracy theory end of it is I can replicate an attack, which would make me a terrorist, obviously. But I can replicate an attack and without any witnesses or anything like that, they would immediately blame it on ISIS or on Muslim people, whatever the case is. And it really is something to think about because you could do it as well. And imagine how, like I said before, imagine how easily the government could pull something like that off. Oh, you hear my co-host? Oh, now he's being microphone shy. So that's my whole thing. Because there's a lot of stuff going on in the world. And I'm starting to really, really land on the other end of it, the other spectrum, that it could be our own government. I mean, our government runs the media. Let's be real. I mean, they get the stories. The media gets the stories from our government 9 times out of 10. Or at least they're swayed into it. And most of these media outlets anyway are owned by the government. So this is, I could say whatever the fuck I want because this is my show. And that's why I can get into this. But no one can question it on TV. You go and put on New York One or whatever station it is for you to, you know, get your news on. And hold on, let me fix this mic. And I had a point here. I think I made it already. Let me sum it up because we're about to get to that time anyway. All right. Anyways. I'm starting to believe that a lot of things are starting to fall in place. As in, with media, our government, things like this, it's all population control. It's all fear. It's to make us fearful of our government. Even a conspiracy about the government is making us fearful of the government. You understand what I'm saying? Does that make sense? And that's what's also difficult to understand everything properly, because what if we're freaking ourselves out, and that's why people always, and that's why it's called a conspiracy theory anyway. It's because we don't know the full facts. We can make the most compelling statement, like I just tried to do, as in saying I can go outside, I can make a fucking explosion, and I could throw down a booklet with a Muslim's picture there of a fucking passport or something like that. Obviously, I can't make this shit. I'm just pretending if I was in that mindset of a government, in the position of a government, a higher position in the government, obviously, that where I can get or make something like this, place it there, make an explosion, so of course that's found, and all of a sudden it's ISIS. And then it gives us reason to attack them. Right? Right then and there, I just summed up how I can make a terrorist attack and why it would make us want to fight them. Why it would want to make our army fight them, or our military and our air force and it's our navy. It's, you know, we might be fighting for fucking nothing here, people. So I'm telling you, there are dark days coming, and maybe I don't know. It's not going to be for a while. It could be 10 years from now. But I stand by my word on that. There are dark days coming where in America, there are going to be actual, there's going to be foot soldiers walking on American soil protecting us, because we're going to be getting fucking attacked from everybody. So, duck and cover, and really, really think about that, because there are so many more free countries than America. You know, that's the whole thing, right? Land of the home, land of the free, home of the brave, right? What about Canada? Canada's not free. Australia? Fucking probably 25 other goddamn countries I can't think of off the top of my head that are free, that you could live and be free. So the whole Donald Trump thing, how he wants to make America great again, I get it. But I'm gonna hold off on that and let you just think about how easily it is to manipulate the media, how easily it is to manipulate us, because it's I'm telling you, dark days are coming. This is a fucking dark episode, huh? Holy shit. Anyways. Let's cut it at that. All I'm saying is gear up, start stocking your shit, and start learning the basics of how to start a fire, how to purify water, how to make electricity, pretty much as in a windmill, for instance. All end of days shit, all apocalypse stuff. Because you might need it, honestly, and you'd be foolish not to even at least think that there's a chance of this ever happening. So why not be prepared, right? I sound like a psycho in a bunker, don't I? Holy shit! Okay, now I'm really done, because I really am making myself sound like a goddamn psychopath. But you get what I'm talking about. Okay, anyways. That's the end of the show. Have a good week. Hope I didn't torture you for the last half hour. Hopefully I made you think. And also go get a goddamn sleep study if you're having problems, right? Maybe go get a PlayStation if Xbox is bending you over and banging you. And yeah. Learn up on some survival shit. You may need it. Anyways, have a good Monday. And I'll see you guys next week, all right?